For the past couple of months, we have been talking about purpose, and we have been talking about pursuing your purpose. You've heard me say that sometimes as we pursue our purpose, we've been teaching over the last couple of, can become perplexed. Sometimes we can get confused. And I hope that what we have been teaching over the last couple of months has given you some peace, but has also excited you, has really gotten you excited about pursuing your purpose. And not just your purpose, but the purposes of God for your life. Amen. But we've also been talking about transition requires transformation. We have said that once you embrace God's purpose for your life, once you accept the purposes that God has established and He has preordained for your life, that it requires you to go through a transition and for you to be transformed. Amen. We use the example of Abraham and how God had transitioned him out from among his family, out from among his land, out from among his country. And God was calling him out of that place and into a covenant relationship with him. But not just so that he could go to a new place, but so that he could become a new man. Amen. Aren't you glad that God did not let you stay in your old mess? Aren't you glad that God gave you an opportunity to change your name? Aren't you glad that God did not just judge you based off of who you was, but He judged you based off of who you would become? Amen. Aren't you glad that God has changed you? Amen. I don't know about you, but I am excited about what I am becoming more than what I have been. Amen. So we've talked about transition and transformation and about how you are called out of the world. You are called into His kingdom so that you can become all that God has predestined you to be. But we also said that not only do you go through a transformation process by the renewing of your mind, you changing the way you think, but we also said at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, we are not becoming who God has created us become for ourselves and as an end of ourselves, but we are being conformed into the image of Jesus Christ. We are being made into the image of Christ. Why? Because Jesus is gone. He has gone to heaven, but He still needs some representatives here in the earth to show the people in the world, to show the world what Christ sounds like, what He looks like, how He walks, how He talks. So we have a responsibility not only to be transformed, but to be conformed to Christ. Amen. So that the world can see what Jesus sounds like, looks like, and what He moves like. Amen. It all goes back to us pursuing our purpose and us becoming all that God has created, called, and commissioned us to be. Amen. And so how many of y'all have been blessed by that word the last few months and have begun to really walk that out, walk out this transition, this transformation, and this confirmation? Amen. I pray that you have begin or continue to walk into that place that God has called for you. Today, I want to talk to you about, and I wrestled, Elder Jerry, I wrestled a little bit with the title, and I'm going to give you a couple of titles, and you can pick which one fits you the most. Amen. But today, I want to talk to you about walking in your supernatural purpose. That's one title. Walking in your supernatural purpose. Going back to your purpose, the thing that God has predestined you to do. But I also want to give you another title if that one doesn't fit you quite well, if you need something different. I want to give you this title, Walking in the Supernatural, Even in the Storm. Natural purpose. So you pick which one fits you the best. Either walking in your supernatural purpose or walking in the supernatural even through your storm. Amen. I know that there may be some who are here today. I know that there may be some who are watching via Facebook. You may not be going through a storm right now, but you still want to tap into the supernatural place that God said that we can tap into. And you may be going through a storm. You may be going through a battle. You may be going through a challenge, and you need to hear a word that will bring you up out of that challenge, or at least help you go through the challenge. Amen. Sometimes we're not called to go around the mountain. Sometimes we are called to break through the mountain and get on the other side. So I want to give you some things today that will empower you and help you to go beyond your natural ability, tap into the supernatural ability of God so that you can overcome any situation that God or that the enemy places in front of you. Amen. Are you excited about that today? Amen. We're going to start with Matthew chapter 14, and we're going to read verses 22 through 32. Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 through 32. And I don't want to assume that everybody is familiar with this story. It is a very familiar passage in the Bible, but I don't want to assume that everybody here has heard this passage or is familiar with it. So I want to set it up just a little bit. In this passage, Jesus has just fed 5,000 people. He has just done one of the greatest miracles in the Bible. He has done one of the greatest miracles for when he walked the earth with his disciples, feeding over 5,000 people. And biblically, that did not count the women and children. Amen. That was just 5,000 heads of households. So he feeds 5,000 plus people. Amen. And then he goes to a mountain to pray, but he sends his disciples, those who are following him, on in another direction. He wants to send them to a place to where they're going to be continue on their ministry. They're going to continue on this path of going and setting people free and preaching the gospel, preaching the word of God. And so, but he says, I'm going to go and I'm going to pray upon a mountain for a little while. You guys go ahead. He tells his disciples to go ahead. He tells them, I want you to get in this boat. I want you to go ahead of me. And as the disciples get in the boat and as they are headed to the place that Christ has sent them, there arises a storm. And this storm is not like your normal storm. It is a storm that strikes, puts fear in the heart of those who just saw Jesus conduct one of the largest miracles, one of the greatest miracles in the Bible. Now, you see, they just saw a wonderful, a mighty miracle. So this had to be a storm that was so bad that it would make them come out of what just happened and have fear. Amen. But as they're headed to this place that Christ has sent them to, when the storm arises, this is where we are in the text. Matthew 14, verses 22 through 32. And it reads, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea." So I want you to see this picture. They're out on a boat. The boat is being tossed to and fro. It's just a lot of wind. It's a great storm. Yet Jesus starts to walk on the water like it ain't no problem, like it ain't no issue. The storm is raging. It said the same water that they were on, the same water that they were in, that was tossing the boat to and fro, a boisterous wind struck fear in the hearts of these 12 men. Yet Jesus is coasting along, taking his time, striding on the water like it ain't nothing. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. One translation said that they said it was a ghost. When they saw this figure walking on the water, they cried out and said, "It's a ghost." But straightway Jesus spoke unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto thee on the water." and he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Amen. So I want to just repeat to you our title for today, walking in your supernatural purpose, or for some, walking in the supernatural, even in your storm. Amen. I want to share 7 points with you today that I believe we can take from this text and that I believe will encourage you and really make you think differently about the supernatural. You know, when we talk about the supernatural, we often think about miracles, signs, and wonders, and we think about these deliverance ministries. We think about, you know, these stories of people getting up out of wheelchairs, or, you know, throwing down their crutches, or their, you know, limbs extending, and, you know, arms that were severed, you know, growing. But we hear all these mighty miracles, signs, and wonders that we may hear in other countries. So when we hear the word supernatural, we often think about something that is dramatic or something that is cannot be explained, and rightfully so. But I want to challenge your thinking today, and I want you to know, and I want you to begin to believe that the supernatural should become the norm for every believer in everyday life. I'm going to say that again. The supernatural should be the norm for every believer every day of your life. Now, that's a bold statement. That's a bold statement because, when we think about the supernatural, we think about mighty miracles and things that cannot be explained. And I don't know about you, but I would love to live a life that is hard to explain every day. I would love to live a life that I just can't explain it, and I just got to say, this ain't me, this is God. I would love to live a life to where I can walk every day and say, this is not me, this is God. I can't explain to you what's going on in my life. I can't explain why every day I wake up and I experience this or I experience that. It's just God. I don't mind living a life like that every single day. Amen. So when we're talking about the supernatural, number one, I want you to know this. Again, the supernatural should become the norm for the believer every single day. The life, the purposes, the calling of a disciple of Christ, a follower of Christ, is to be a life filled with supernatural experiences, which is a life beyond you and your ability. A life that is filled with everyday supernatural experiences is a life where you do more than what you can do in your own power every single day. See, I'm challenging some minds and some hearts here because you have lived in the natural for so long that natural feels like natural. But how many of you know that when you are in the kingdom of God, natural is not normal? Or God's natural is not the same as man's natural. God's normal and natural is supernatural. Our normal is our ability. But God's normal is always supernatural. So living a life, that's the first thing I want you to know, that the supernatural should be an everyday experience for the believer. Number two, the storms of life often attract supernatural. The storms of life often attract the supernatural, or in other words, the storms of life often create the perfect conditions for supernatural manifestation. So sometimes it's not that you're going through because you did something wrong. Sometimes a storm doesn't arise because it's the enemy. Most of the time it's the devil. Most of the time it's an attack. But sometimes you go through a storm because God wants to show up. I want you to look back at the passage. Sometimes Jesus allowed, I don't want you to think that Jesus didn't know the storm was going to arise for these disciples. I want you to know that Jesus knew Jesus knew very well that this storm was going to arise before they got into that boat. Before they were going to the other side, Jesus knew that this storm was going to arise. Yet, he said, go to the other side. So he was not basing them getting to the other side on whether the storm was going to come or not. Jesus said, go to the other side, and therefore they were going to get to the other side. Despite the storm, despite what they were going to go through on the way there, Jesus said, meet me on the other side. We are going to the other side. It doesn't matter what happens between what here and now. It doesn't matter between the time of when I say it and when it happens. He said, go to the other side, even in the storm, because I'm going to be with you. And so sometimes the storms of life attract the supernatural. The storms of life often create the perfect conditions for the supernatural manifestations of God to be manifested. Number three, be able to hear the voice of Jesus in the storm. When we're talking about walking in the supernatural purposes of God, or walking in the supernatural even in your storm, you have to understand that when the disciples saw Jesus walking on the water, they could not see him. They could not recognize him physically. They even thought it was a ghost. And so because they thought it was a ghost, it says they cried out in fear. But when Jesus opened his mouth and said, do not be afraid, for it is I. You must understand that they calmed down not because they recognized who they saw, but because they heard a voice they understood. I want you to hear what I'm saying. When you're going through a storm, if you can only hear Jesus during the storm, if you can only hear his voice, if you can only recognize the voice, you see, Jesus said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. So even though they could not physically see him, they could have confidence because they could hear his voice. Somebody needs to hear this today. While you're going through your storm, while you're going through your situation, you may not be able to see God in the situation. You may not see your situation change. Your circumstances may not change. You may have prayed for the circumstances to change. You might have prayed for God to bring you out of the situation. But even if you're still in the situation, even if the situation and the circumstances have not changed, if you can still hear that still small voice that's behind you that says, this is the way, walk ye in it, you can take confidence and know that even if you're in the storm, Christ will be with you through the storm. Somebody needs to hear this today, that even when you're in the storm, if you can just hear his voice, you will know that you can make it through the storm. So you must be able to hear the voice of Jesus even in the storm. When you can't see or recognize him in the storm, listen for his voice. And what this requires, it requires you to have a relationship with him. It requires you to spend some time with him. It requires you to have conversation with him. Here's the thing. You won't recognize his voice if you haven't spent time with him. You may not recognize his voice if you have not had conversation with him. But if you've spent some time with Jesus, if you have been in his presence, if you have allowed your spirit to hear his voice, when you get in the storm, you know when he's speaking. You know when it's him. Number four, ask for instructions. You see, when Peter heard Jesus say, it is I, do not be afraid. I don't know about this and I can't prove it, but I believe that although Peter heard him say, it is I believe Peter said, well, prove it to me. I believe in his heart, he said, prove it to me. He said, if it is you, Jesus, if it is you, Master, if it is the one that just fed the 5,000, he said, bid me to come out on the water. And Jesus said, come, because you have to understand that when Jesus said, Peter said, if it is you, bid me to come out on the water, that if it was really Jesus telling him to do it, then he would be able to do it. But if it was someone contrary to Jesus, if it was not Jesus, then Peter would not have had the faith to walk out on the water. But because he recognized the voice of Jesus, he was able to step out of the boat. And I believe that this is a word for somebody right now. That if Jesus has spoken to you and commanded you to step out of the boat, whatever your boat is, whatever your situation is, whatever the opportunity is, if Jesus said, come and step out of the boat, then you have it what's in you and what's necessary on the inside of you to walk on the water. I want you to know that if Jesus called you to it, you can do it. I like that. If Jesus called you to it, then you can do it. But if it's not Jesus that has called you to it, then you won't do it. Peter understood that if it's Jesus and he calls me to it, then I can do it. It reminds me of the story of the centurion who said, I have a servant who is sick and I need him to be healed. And Jesus said, well, I will come to your house. And the centurion says, well, you don't have to do all of that. He said, just speak the word. And he said, I know that my servant will be healed. He said, I'm a man under authority and of authority. He said, and I tell this man to go here and I tell that man to go there. And he said, they do it because I'm a man of authority. He said, I know that if you would only speak the word, he said, I know that my servant will be healed. And it's that straightway in that within that very hour, his servant was healed. I believe that Peter treats word of Christ to come as powerful as that centurion treated Jesus' word of healing. He said, if you tell me to come, then that means I'll have the power to come to you. Number five, in order to walk in the supernatural purposes of God or to walk in the supernatural, even in your storm, you must obey the instructions of Jesus. So not only do you need to hear the instructions, but you need to obey the instructions by faith. And I want to warn you here, when we're talking about faith and when we're talking about obeying the instructions of Christ as a means to walking in the supernatural, going above what you can do, doing more than what you can do in yourself, in order for you to operate on a supernatural level, to do things beyond your ability, in order for you to go beyond your natural ability, then you have to obey the instructions of Jesus by faith. And I want you to warn you, don't overcomplicate the instructions of Jesus. Don't overcomplicate the instructions that Christ gave. Have you ever given somebody some instructions and you give them just simple instructions and they overcomplicate it and they end up messing something up because they overanalyze, they overcomplicate the instructions? I need you to take out the trash. Well, kids can overcomplicate that a lot. I tell my kids sometimes just to take out the trash or to clean up their room, and they overcomplicate the request, right? But to tell the truth, we do that with God all the time. We do that with Christ. We do that with the Holy Spirit all the time. The Holy Spirit will give us a basic instruction, and we overanalyze it. We overthink it. We try to rationalize it. But let me tell you something. Most of the time when the Holy Spirit gives you instruction, it is beyond your comprehension. It is beyond your comprehension. It's beyond your rationalization. Most of the time when God asks you to do something, it typically won't make sense in your mind. It won't make sense to you. Why? Because the foolishness of God is greater than the wisdom of man. I'm going to say that again. The foolishness of God is greater than the wisdom of man. So even when it don't make sense to you, it makes perfect sense to God. Even when it doesn't make sense to you, even when you can't rationalize it, it makes perfect sense to God. So when Jesus told Peter to step out on the water, he could not over-rationalize it. He just had to act. He just had to obey. And I'm sure the rest of the 11 disciples was probably on the boat like, who is this? I'm not going to say it. Right? But I'm sure they were trying to get out of this boat. I was in their mind. I know this joker. I'm going to say joker. I know this joker ain't going to try to get out of this boat and do what he see Jesus doing. Don't he know that Jesus is the Son of God? So he has a supernatural ability to do it. Yet Peter said, I don't know about you, but if he said it, then I can do it. If he called me to it, then I can do it. You see, Peter didn't over-rationalize the request. He simply obeyed. So if you're going to walk in the supernatural manifestations of God, you're just going to have to do it. You're just going to have to walk out on it. You're just going to have to get out of the boat, even when it looks like the winds and the rain and the waves are coming against you. Sometimes Christ will call you in the worst conditions so that he can get the glory. I'm going to say that again. Sometimes God will call you to do something in the worst conditions so that he can get the glory. Oftentimes when God calls us to do something or God requests us to do something, we're waiting for the perfect conditions. We're waiting for it to look like the way we want it to look. God, if this is you, then this will be like this. God, if this was you, then it'll look like that. God, if this is truly God, then it will look like. Listen, let me tell you something. Sometimes when it's God, it will look nothing like you expect it to look like. Sometimes when it's God, it'll look totally opposite from what you want the conditions and the circumstances to look like. How do I know this? How do I know that to be true? Because he told Moses to raise a staff in front of a sea with an army behind him coming to kill him and the Israelites. And he says, Moses, all you need to do is just to raise a staff. And he said, that don't make no sense. What is raising a staff going to do in this situation, this circumstance? Yet when he obeyed, it said that the waters divided and that the waters parted, all at the obedience of the instructions of God. You see, sometimes all God wants you to do is to raise your staff. An army that is behind you, see yourself in front of. That sea that is mighty in front of you and that army that is behind you, all you need to do, Moses, is just to raise your staff. And the waters will part. And that army that you see behind you, you will see. And let me tell you how God talks sometimes, because this is how the Bible said that he said to Moses, he said, you shall see that army again no more. Don't that sound kind of off? You will see them again no more. Amen. But sometimes simply obeying the instructions is how we need to act in order to see the supernatural manifestations of God. He told a blind man, he said, put some mud on your eyes and go wash it out. Now, first of all, I'm blind. I already can't see. So I'm going to put some more dirty stuff in my eyes so that I can see. That don't make no sense to me. That doesn't make any rational sense to me to put mud in my eyes so that I can see. Doesn't mud obstruct your eyesight even more? Yet, at the obedience of Christ, the supernatural manifestation of Christ came about. Amen. Number six, cry out for help when you begin to sink. And this is a sign of being resilient. When Peter stepped out of the boat, it said that he began to walk on the water. And I'm sure it freaked out the rest of the 11. And they're like, oh, this is what he was stepping out for. Amen. But when he began, it said, when he began to see the wind and the sea and the waves, it said he got distracted and he cried out for help. He said, Lord, save me. And it said straightway Jesus took his hand and lifted them up. And it said, oh, ye of little faith, why did you doubt? So sometimes as we are going through the storms of life, and sometimes as we are, God is tapping, as God is calling us out to step out into the supernatural. Listen, I don't want you to be discouraged if you fall. I don't want you to be discouraged if you slip. As you're stepping out on this purpose, as you're stepping out on the calling, as you're stepping out on the assignment, as you're stepping out on everything that God has called you to do, as you're stepping out by faith, there may come a time where you get distracted. There may be come a time where you get afraid. There may be times where you find yourself sinking just a little bit. But if you just put your eyes back on Jesus and call out for help, he says, I will never leave you. He says that they went back. And it says right when he connected with Jesus, it says that they went back to the boat. Which brings me to point number 7. Walk in the power of Christ. When Peter was able to walk a short distance by faith, but it wasn't until he physically connected with Christ that he was able to fully walk on the water. We need both faith and the supernatural enablement of the Holy Spirit to operate in the supernatural. The Holy Spirit is the one who empowers us. He is the Spirit of Christ. He is the anointed one, and he is there to help us do what we can't do on our own. So as you are stepping out of the boat, as you are going through this storm, I want you to know that you can walk. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. But it also encourages us to walk in the Spirit so we do not depend on the flesh. Isn't that what it said? Walk in the Spirit and you shall not gratify the lust of the flesh, or which means submit to the flesh's ability or submit to the flesh's limitations. In this situation, because Peter was connected to the anointed one, it took him beyond what his flesh and the natural could do. So as you step out and walk toward the purposes and the callings and the assignment that God has for you, you not only need to walk by faith, knowing that you can do it, but you also need to be supernaturally connected to the Holy Spirit, and you need the enablement of the Holy Spirit to help you walk the rest of the way. You see, because the Bible says we have the measure of faith. So our faith will take us so far, but the Holy Spirit enablement will take you the rest of the way. The faith gets you out of the boat, but it's the anointing that carries you back to the boat. Your faith helps you step out of the boat, but it's the empowerment of the Holy Spirit that allows you to walk on the water. It's the supernatural enablement that causes you to do what you cannot do on your own. And I'm here to encourage you today again that the supernatural should be the norm in the life of every believer. You say, that's a huge claim, Jeremy. Yes, it's a huge claim. But I want you to get your minds conditioned to the fact that God is a supernatural God and he intends to act supernaturally in your life. As a matter of fact, he wants to act supernaturally in your life. Listen, if God is going to interact in your life, if God is going to be a part of your life, he's not going to do normal stuff. Why? Because God is God. There's no way he cannot do supernatural things. If God shows up in your life to do anything, it's always going to be supernatural. Why? Because he's not a man. He's not limited to this earthly realm. He's going to have the Holy Spirit to this physical body. He's God. So if we're going to have the Holy Spirit, who is God, living on the inside of us, then it should be no mistake, or it should be no surprise, that God operates supernaturally through us. What are those areas in your life where you need the supernatural power of God to show up? Where are those areas of your life where you need God to do more than what you can do? What are those areas of your life where you've come to the end of what you can do in your own self within your own power? Those are the areas where you say, God, it's time for you to show up. It's time for you to help me do what I can't do within my own power. How many of you desire to walk in a greater level of the supernatural? I'm not talking about no spooky stuff. I don't want you to get freaked out by spooky stuff. I'm not talking about spooky stuff. I'm talking about God enabling you to do what you have not been able to do up to this point. I'm talking about God empowering you to go beyond what you have not been able to do. Listen, I believe that God can give you divine revelation beyond your education. I'm going to say that again. And I'm going to look directly in the camera. I believe that God can give you divine revelation above your education. I believe that God can give you hidden secrets of things that you did not study for, things that you did not read, things that you didn't, nobody told you. I believe that God can give you divine information above your education. That is what the supernatural is. The supernatural isn't always, as we stated before, you know, people getting out of wheelchairs. The supernatural can be just a changed mind and a pure heart. The supernatural is when God can change your mind about somebody. The supernatural is when God can cause you to love somebody that's been hating you for a long time. That's supernatural. Because in my flesh, I want to hate you back. In my flesh, I want to cuss you out. In the flesh, I want to, yeah. But the supernatural enablement on the inside of you will say, I can't do nothing but pray for you. How many of you want that level of supernatural in your life? I don't know about you, but I need that level of the supernatural operate in my life, because there's some folk that have hurt me. There's some folk that have done me wrong. There's some folk that have talked about me. There's some folk that have stepped on me. And if it had not been for the supernatural power of the Holy Spirit working on the inside of me, then I might have done something that I would have regretted. But it's the supernatural empowerment of the Holy Spirit that says, no, love them anyway. It is the supernatural power of God that qualifies you for jobs. And when they call you and they say things that you have no business being in, you might even show up and they call you and they say you got the job and you say, Lord, I don't even know what I'm doing. And God says, I got you. I'll take it from here. How many of you want to hear God say that every now and then? I'll take it from here. I love it when God says that to me. I love when God says, I will take it from here. Take your hands off the situation. He says, I got it. How many of you want to go to that place in the supernatural where you no longer have to, what they say, make a dollar out of 15 cents? How many of you want to go beyond just trying to make it financially? Just getting by? Just making the bills? Just paying the rent? Just doing enough to get by? And you say, no, God, I need the overflow. I want the overflow. I want the press down, shaking together, running over. I want the men given unto my bosom. I want more, God. I'm not trying to be greedy. I just want more. And the principle is give and it shall be given. There are so many secrets in this book. It's really not secrets, because you can buy one of these and find out what the secret is. Really not a secret. It's public. The reason it's secret most of the time is because we won't open it up and find out. It's only a secret because you won't open it up. I'm going to say that again, Elder. It's only a secret because you won't open up the book. It's a secret for you, but not for those who are reading it. But there are so many instructions in this book. That directs you on how to operate in the supernatural power of God. That's principles that if you just put them into practice, it will take you beyond the natural and will take you into the realm of the supernatural.
get out of the boat. But we have to have a desire to go there. We have to want to get out of the boat. I believe the story of Peter getting out of the boat was not just a story about faith. I believe it was a story about tapping into the supernatural and you being able to go beyond what you can do in the natural. And Jesus calling you, say, come, I need you to come up higher. I need you to come up higher. I need you to come up higher. I believe that the body of Christ is in a place in this nation and in this point in history to where we can now no longer stay in the boat. Let me tell you, I believe that God is speaking to the church in this hour and in this time and in this dispensation. I believe that God is speaking to the church and saying, it's time for us to get out of the boat. It's time for us to get out of the boat. It's time for the church to step up and tap into the supernatural realm of the Holy Spirit. I believe God is calling the church to a higher plane, to a higher plane of the supernatural. You heard me say this before, that we often look for solutions to the world's problems in the world. The problem is the world. The problem originated in the world, so the world might not have a solution for the world's problem. Where's the solution? The solution is always in the kingdom. The solution to the world's problems is in a different world. And you have to be able to go to the other world, to the other realm, to go and get the solution that this world needs. You have to be able to tap into a realm and get a secret that the world needs to hear. Let me tell you something. There are some of you that are on your jobs and your companies, and they are looking for solutions. And God says, if you would just come in a secret place, if you would just come into my chamber, he said, if you would just get in my presence, he said, I will give you the solution that they are looking for. He said, but you got to come into my place. You got to come into my place. We have the message. You've heard me say this. We have the message and we have the mandate. We have been given the divine authority and the information to get the job done, to act on God's behalf. Jesus said, greater things shall you do because I go to the Father. He said, these same works I do, he said, but greater works shall you do because I go to the Father. I believe that as we rise up and we take our place as the church, as the people of God, as the body of Christ, we're going to see more of those mighty works, those mighty miracles. We're going to see more of the supernatural being manifested in the earth. Because he says, I go to the Father. He said, I need somebody to continue on to do these works that I did. But as we stated before, it's going to require us to transition out from among the world, out of the world, into his kingdom, be transformed by the renewing of our mind, which means we have to start thinking on a supernatural level. We have to change our way of thinking. We have to stop thinking in the natural. Because we've been conditioned to do that for so long. We get a bill in the mail, Elder Jerry, and the first thing we say is, based off of my budget, how am I going to pay this? We automatically respond to problems based on our limitations. How often do we do it? How often do you
look at a problem and the first thing you do is you base the results off of your own ability. Did you forget that the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of you? Did you forget that you have a supernatural enablement on the inside of you? So why base a temporary situation off of an eternal probability? Why base your temporary situation off of an eternal opportunity? We have to change our way of thinking and stop responding to the world's problems with temporary solutions, temporary mindsets, temporary or limited information. You know, when I look back on the opportunities that I've had in life, even on my job and even on different venues, different things that God has given me an opportunity for. The doors that were open for me, most of the doors that have been open for me, have nothing to do with my degree program. So the information that I spent 4 years getting didn't even do me no good. But the information I needed at the moment for this invitation came straight from heaven. The Bible says that the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure and undefiled. There's some things that you can qualify for that you didn't know how to go to school for. I'm not saying school is not good. Education is very encouraged. I know in this church, it is very encouraged. But what you don't have, the Holy Spirit can make up for. He can put a super on your natural. And that's why we always have access to the supernatural. Amen. So just as a recap, walking in your supernatural purpose of God, or walking in the supernatural even during your storm, know that the supernatural should be normal, or should be the norm for every believer. Sometimes your storm or your creates the perfect conditions for supernatural manifestations. If you can hear the voice of Christ and obey his instructions, then you can go beyond your own ability and tap into the supernatural. If you find yourself, even in the midst of stepping out, sinking or being distracted, you can always call out to Christ. And as you connect to Jesus and keep your eyes on him, he will enable you supernaturally to finish the course and to do what you cannot do on your own. You need both faith and the Holy Spirit to do all that God has created, called, and commissioned you to do. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we just want to take the time to thank you for this word, God.